It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Let the belching commence!
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman?
Yep.
Oh, Kendall.
Cliff, hello. We're talking about love.
Love.
Spread that love.
Now, do you often think to yourself,
Kendall,
No. You think, Kendall, how can I spread more love into the world?
How about I should be thinking that
you
all the time?
Yes, damn it, you should.
Now, sometimes I do think, how could I pay something forward or make somebody else's life good? I don't always follow through on that thought, but I
do
think it.
Infrequently do you follow through.
I need to more often.
More often?
Mm-hmm.
How about you just try to do a little bit better on that?
I will. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
All right. I'm Cliff, and this is Kendall. We're the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99.
Rye 99.
Which is KBSH in Busheltown.
Or something like that.
Way, you know.
Way.
And this is a show about spreading love.
Yes, it is. That's what we're going to do today. We're spreading love to you, the listeners.
I mean, what do you want to do? Spread hate?
No.
Not your old friends, Cliff and Kendall.
We've been spreading love for years and years and years.
Yeah.
All right. Cliff, spreading positivity. Spreading positivity.
I feel like
others.
The show's been on for hours, but it hasn't.
No.
It's just begun.
We're just getting started, Cliff. I'm just gearing up.
I was in traffic so long. There was a big line out of the BFD from the, you know, the drive-through traffic, and it couldn't get around, and this, and it just, forever, and I'm just exhausted.
That does sound exhausting.
It was exhausting.
Well, Cliff, I was just going to say what the writers had sent to me.
Oh, okay.
About spreading love.
Well, you might as well. I mean, I wish you had something better to say, but you don't. So just go ahead and give us what...
Me? Have you been listening to the last 10 years of the show?
The burden of doing everything, folks, is just so much to bear.
Burdenful.
When I see the passion play and Christ is holding his cross going up the hill to Golgotha. Isn't that where it was?
Yeah, something
Calvary.
Like that.
On the way to Calvary.
Golgotha.
And that's it. The Castle Grayskull was right across, and I just think that's what I feel like, carrying that cross.
Well, I'm so sorry you have such a cross to bear, Cliff.
Oh. It's nice to finally
hear
an apology.
On spreading the love, it's the episode that this is all coming out on.
Sometimes love, it means allowing people to apologize to you when you know you really deserve it.
Well...
And in that way, I love Kendall. And we love you, the listener. And we're sorry that you've had to put up with,
with us.
One moment of this. And most people don't, but you have. And for whatever reason, we thank you.
If anyone's listening, then we're talking to you.
It's a big if.
It's a big if.
Kendall, it's an awfully big if.
Mm-hmm. It is. Cliff, Nelson Mandela.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, speaking of some great person.
Yeah. Think about him. When you think of the horrible world and the awful Cliff and Kendalls out there, think about somebody good like Nelson Mandela.
Cliff, no, he said that no one is born hating another person because of color of his skin or his background or his religion. People must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love, for love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite. See, that's the message we want to spread.
Let's just spread it.
Spread it.
And, you know, what you could do is you could burn this episode onto a disc for your friends.
I think they burn this episode.
No, burn your bra.
Uh-huh.
But record this episode onto a disc and give it to your friends. If, you know, Halloween, save them for Halloween. Give it to trick-or-treaters. And, you know, it's just something good. Ways to spread love into the world.
It is. Pick a real good episode that...
This one, or about love. Yeah. Give it to your friends who need more love.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Spread love with the episode about spreading love.
It does make sense when you really...
If I really think about things
get down
before
to
I
it.
Talk.
Yeah, but it's okay. We don't expect miracles, Kendall. We're just here on Earth doing the best that we can.
Mm-hmm. Being as fat as we are.
Oh, bugs.
Oh, excuse me, bugs. Scare me every time you run in that door. Oh, goodness. Big Shell's going wonderfully, yes, wouldn't you say so?
So wonderfully. I just had to tell Cliff and Kendall they were so worried about the success of today's bake sale.
I was so worried.
We're doing very well, Bob.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that.
Yes, yeah, so and now, why didn't you bring us, like, a cake or a pie?
Dear, it's not for you, dear. It's we're selling it. Sorry, dear, but you can buy some if you'd like. It's for the Ladies Knitting League, dear.
Oh, yes. It's very important cause, Bob.
That is an important cause.
They've
it
got
really
to
is.
Get new stainless steel knitting needles.
Oh, dear, they're very expensive.
They can't be caught using rusty needles, Buzz.
Of course not. Think of the tetanus shot bill alone, dear.
Their knitting will never win a blue ribbon at the fair
no,
if you use a
not.
Rusty
Oh, my. Well, I did love that sweater that you knitted for me, Mrs. Butter 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 Charm.
I did. He stretched it all out.
Well,
but it looked really good.
Well, dear,
when
I'm so,
it came out of the box.
I'm wondering why you're not wearing it right now, dear.
He needs, you know,
pretty hot in here.
Do they make things that, like, stretch clothes?
Like a clothes stretcher?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're called Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness, dear.
I really stepped right into that
stepped right into it, dear. That terrible joke. You stepped into it, dear.
Well.
Dear, we've got to get back out. Someone's trying to buy your asparagus casserole, dear.
Oh, wonderful, dear. That's 12.
All right.
Another bake sale going on in the lobby. There's always something going on out there.
Yet another one. If only something were going on in here, the listeners would say.
Oh.
How can you be so cruel?
Gone from preaching to meddling, Cliff.
Kendall, I want
you to...
There
was no sarcasm whatsoever.
Shut up. Kendall, there's no sarcasm in that.
Uh-uh.
That's just blunt honesty.
Blunt.
What I want people to do is smile at a stranger.
No, your heart is breaking.
Yeah, when you've got love to give away and there's nobody there to take it.
Smile
at a stranger.
Well, or give them a hug, Cliff.
Or just walk up and give a stranger a hug.
I would hug a stranger. You're a stranger.
You see people standing around outside the store. Just give them a hug.
Do it. They might need one.
Kendall, take the might out of that sentence and replace it with definitely.
I know, I do.
They definitely
if
need
If you see
one.
Me in Busheltown walking around, you give me a hug.
And this next one, I really would. If you see me in Busheltown, feel free to do this. Pay a table's restaurant bill without telling them. Just tell your waitress, say, hey. This is on me, but don't tell them until I'm gone, because I don't need thanks.
That is a wonderful thing to do, Cliff, and yes, you should do that. Have you ever done that before?
No, but maybe I have. I don't. You know, sometimes I do think of these things. I'm like, have I done that? Mm-hmm. When it comes to things like filling a cup with pee and throwing it on someone, I'm pretty sure I've done that. But I don't know about the restaurant bill. But I feel like I've thought of it, and I might have.
Now, I know for sure I did that one time. I mean, I may have done it other than times. You know, I have a terrible memory.
Uh-huh.
But this one time, this group, like, let us go in front of them at this restaurant waiting. And I was like, oh, we're going to do this wonderful thing. And I told the waiter, I was like, don't tell them that I did it. And, of course, he immediately told them that I did it. And they all came up, like, thank you so much. And I was so embarrassed. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. But it is a wonderful thing to do.
Oh, sounds wonderful. It just sounds wonderful to me, Kendall. But what I want to do is talk about something else wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a segment I like to call Host Match.
No, I do.
I know that you do. I know that I love it. I know the listeners love it. And I know that because they have not said that they don't love it.
I was about to say, there's a lot of knowing.
Sometimes you know when to hold them. Sometimes you know when to fold them.
Yeah.
Kendall, I got some things I want you to host match me on.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see if I can do it.
Kendall, there was an unusual day in New York recently. Everyone on Ellis Island was blown into the ocean when the Statue of Liberty blanked.
All right.
All right.
I'm writing down here my answer.
All right, write it down
there. My answer is farted.
Oh, host match. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, is that what you got?
Farted is...
Yes. Yeah. You know, a good fart joke is always going to be good.
Gross. Make me regret so many things. All right, here you go. Stupid Stewart. He was so stupid.
So stupid.
The first time he was on an ocean liner, he thought the porthole was a blank.
Oh. All right, what do you got there, Cliff?
Stupid Stewart, he thought the porthole was a toilet.
Yes, Cliff, we're host matching all over the place today.
Host match. All right, Kendall, there was... Oh, bad news.
Uh-oh.
There was a fire at the Pringles factory. And all the cans went up, and they had to package the Pringles in blank. What are they going to do?
All right, Cliff, I wrote down bags.
Bags? Bags?
Bags,
bags. You think they're going to put Pringles into bags?
What else are they going to put it in, Cliff? What did you write?
Old empty mayonnaise jars.
I didn't know there were empty mayonnaise jars at the Pringles factory.
Kendall, you got to use your imagination. All right.
Damn it, I'm so bad at
Kendall,
that.
Milton said, I will never again take another cruise on a banana boat. 2 days out, I discovered the entire crew was blank. What did you say?
I wrote nuts. No, I'm kidding. Bananas.
Oh, I wrote monkeys. Oh, my God. For anybody that's out there still listening, there's one more, and it goes like this. Mr.
Snob. You'll be glad you hung on.
Mr. Snobbonnet's bowels were so bad, he resorted to keeping a blank with him at all times.
With a diaper.
Oh, no. I said a shit box. Oh, no.
A shit box. Oh, look, he looks angry up there.
How dare you, you speak of my bowels in such a negative way about it. Dare to hear what
I said. It's very inappropriate, Kateer.
I'm trying to sell minced carrots out there, but you're any remarking about my bowels.
Dear, don't you know we're having a wonderful bake sale out here doing a wonderful thing? You're supposed to be spreading the love, dear.
Well, let me just apologize for Kendall.
Don't talk like that, dear.
And let's take a break. We're going to go outside. We're going to get some more, whatever you're saying.
Oh, I definitely want a lot of that. We'll be right back after.
You're going to give a lot to the knitters.
It's a very important call, dear.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
No more vinegar and water douches for me. They're such a bother.
Jane, look. Massengill has a new vinegar and water disposable douche. It's convenient.
No artificial anything? Just vinegar and water?
The ingredients many doctors recommend. But this is pre-mixed, pre-measured, sanitary.
No more bother. Look how cleverly it's designed.
Only Massengill has this special design.
The vinegar and water disposable from Massengill. It's specially designed.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
Welcome back.
Sorry, these zucchini pops that they had out there.
Oh, Kendall, don't lie. We bought a big thing of blanched zucchini. It was just, we'll eat it later. But so I smuggled in some popsicles from the break room.
They're good. Well, I was trying to make it sound like we were healthy.
Well, why lie?
Tell the truth.
At this point, this many years into the show, why bother lying?
Because I've been lying to myself for 30-something years, Cliff.
Yeah.
All right, Cliff, what are we talking about?
Love.
So much love.
Kendall, what's your favorite love memory?
Well.
In the summer? No, I'm kidding. I had something real important I was going to say, but I forgot what it was.
We'll take a minute and you think about it.
Cliff, you know what you could do to spread love?
What?
Volunteer. Isn't that a great way to spread the love?
You're telling me who volunteers my damn life away at the library.
I know you did. Well, I thought you'd enjoy that one.
I enjoyed it. I sure did.
What's your favorite love memory?
Love memory. Let's think. Now, I just loved my favorite love story back in the days of old was Titanic. Did you love Titanic?
Oh, I did love Titanic.
How many times did you see it in the theater?
Now, we talked about this on the show once.
You never went to the theater.
I did. I saw it, like, well, I think I saw it twice in the theater. You saw it, like, 100 times.
I saw it 4 times.
But I remember, I actually found this old box in the storage closet that had all my old, like, VHS tapes in it. Mm-hmm. And I found the Titanic.
Big double set. Yeah.
Double cassette. Yep.
You're telling me.
You wore yours out.
Wore them out. Weren't you a little in love with Leo? You were.
I was in love with Kate.
Were you? You were in love with Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates. Kate Winslet.
Oh, okay.
From the, the drawing me scene.
Oh, right.
Loved it. I was I was a young boy.
Oh, God. Say no more.
You
saying that inspires this in me. Don't go there. It's time for our popularly named segment. It's called Don't Go There.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
Why don't you tell?
Well, we're
going to
go there.
Why don't you tell them where not to go, Kendra?
Don't you love when you eat on the show for hours as we're trying to talk?
Yeah, I do.
All right, Cliff, you know.
I certainly do.
You know that we both keep gaining, losing weight.
Well, the first part's true.
It's a vicious cycle for us. Well, we lose like a pound here and then gain 20.
Basically.
But every time that I have lost weight, people say, oh, Kendall, you look good. How'd you do it? Yada, 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 you know. And then I gain weight, and everybody's markedly quiet. And then when it comes, and so I just say don't go there. At least until the point in my life that I can just lose the weight and keep it off, which will never happen.
Never.
So don't ever go there. Just don't even tell me I'm looking good, because I don't want to hear it. So I'm just going to be regretting it later when I've gotten real fat all over again.
I think that's great.
Good. Don't go there.
Kendall, I'll tell you where I don't want our listeners to go. Don't go on your damn phone.
Oh.
Okay? The next time you're on a date or at a family function, hanging out with your pals, put your damn phone away and keep it on that airplane mode. It's better than just being on an airplane and not.
It's better.
It'll be 100% present with them and give them your undivided, un-phone interrupted presence and attention.
I just got a text. I wasn't paying attention.
No, shut up.
No, I completely agree with you.
I knew you would.
Have you heard there's some people that are, or some musicians that are going to block people from being able to use their phone at concerts?
Well, that's good.
Because everybody has a damn phone up, like filming it instead of just like watching it.
It's awful.
It is awful. I'm so old. Well, you know, Cliff, as you can see, I'm a white male.
Oh, God. Quit saying things that bore me to death. I'm a white male.
Well, I'm going somewhere with this.
Boring.
So, people just walk up to me and they'll be talking to me and they'll just assume that I'm a bigot conservative from the South. They're like, oh, look at this Republican here. I'm going to talk to you about things. And they'll just mouth off about stupid shit.
Oh.
And then I have to tell them, give them a piece of my mind. Don't go there. Has that never happened to you?
Oh. Very rarely. Something about me makes people not do that. I can't imagine why. Kendall, I agree. Don't go there.
Is it your shirt?
Probably. Since I'm too fat to talk to. Kendall, I want you to do this.
Don't
close yourself off from people that are hurting. Maybe these bigots that are talking to you are hurting. Mm. And you need to lend an ear and lend a hand and be in service of a friend or a stranger. And say, maybe you should focus on spreading love instead of talking about whatever you're talking about.
That was way too beautiful. I will lend them a hand, though.
Linda, come on.
Run the face. No, I'm kidding. Right. I'm kidding. I'll spread the love.
Spread it.
And Cliff.
Just spread love.
You know.
Ivy, for 5 seconds, okay?
That's too long. Cliff, you know the Busheltown Office of Literary Restrictions.
Oh, yeah.
Are trying to ban so many books.
Everybody knows
As
that.
As you well know, you work in the library. Volunteer in the library. Excuse me. And they have put forth a measure to ban all the use of the word magic and instances of magic and magic wands in the Harry Potter book.
Expecto Patronum!
They want to replace the wands with water guns. Instead of magic or magic school, Harry will go to a special military school for gifted marksmen to defend our country from they who must not be named except in secret. Don't go there.
I love war!
Please don't go there.
Don't go there.
I'm just begging you to not go there. Kendall, what I want you to not go is this finally over here from me. You may have many more. I don't know.
No, I don't. That was it.
Good. All right. So, no, but finally, I want you to do this, listeners. I can't even phrase it in a don't way because it's a positive thing. I want you to send 5 bombs. Gratitude bomb.
Oh, good.
To the people who deeply affected you throughout your life, but you haven't told them how much they positively impacted you. Now, just, you know, what you need to do is Google gratitude bomb online, and it's, you know, it involves like a little bit of something, I don't know, that makes glitter just like shoot out in the
glitter
face.
Glitter bomb is what you're talking
and,
about.
No, it's a gratitude bomb. And
oh, God. Those bombs.
It requires a little bit more work. You're going to have to Google what to put in it. But send 5 bombs today, everybody.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that's all for not. Well, let's go. We can go there again.
We can now go there again. Thank heaven.
Oh, God. I'm so tired, Cliff.
Dan,
come
in, Dan. What's going on
here, dear? I wanted to alert Canterbury that the sweet potato casserole that he donated to the bake sale, it was just sold by...
Oh, that's wonderful. How much did it sell for?
It sold for $4, boy. It's
$4?
Far exceeding any of our greatest expectations.
It looked very good. It had...
Dear, I'm sure it was wonderful.
I probably went down a little bit, Kendall, because I picked some of the marshmallows off.
Why did you do that?
They just looked so good, and all we had was blanched zucchini, and... I'm sorry,
written out the word love on the top of it with the marshmallows.
It was beautiful, moving to whomever purchased it, but I just knew you would want to know. Congratulations, boy.
Thank you. I feel like I should win some sort of prize.
Well, the prize is knowing that the Knitting Society is going to have those new... knitting needles.
All $4.
But you know, other things have sold too, so that's just
a great success.
Every
dear.
Drop counts. So y'all got a lot left out there?
Oh dear, there's so much more, dear. I'm hoping that we sell lots more and make lots of money, dear, for these knitting needles, dear.
Oh, dear, let's get out here. We better sell some of these. There's some sort of bizarre casserole with something called cumin in it here, dear.
Oh, dear,
okay. Some sort of foreign food.
All right. Oh, I hope that we get to eat all the leftovers.
Although I don't really want that whipped cumin pudding. That
no,
they've got out.
Who made that?
I don't. You know, I think maybe Charles the contractor.
Oh God, that I specifically do not. Want
I
that.
Saw him bringing it. Now Crock-Pot, of course, had her Crock-Pot out there.
Oh yeah, and that was one of the first things to be sold.
It's full of what was that? Some kind of like a stew.
Uh huh.
In there.
It's a stew. Love stew.
I feel like at some other point I probably could have remembered what kind of stew it was, but it's very late.
Yeah.
Late in the day. There's been a lot of...
We've been eating nonstop.
...hubbub about these casseroles and this bake sale.
Mm-hmm.
Almond. Was it an almond stew?
Almond stew.
Is that a thing people make?
I don't think so.
All right. That's something everybody should know.
All right. Cliff, I got a question for you.
All right, I'm going to just really tune in to you here and do my very, very level best, and we're going to make this show, we're going to finish it upright.
It's good, because normally we're laying down by this point in a food coma.
I would like to lay down, but I won't.
We've been asking for years to get those special lay-down hosting tables. We can just host while we sleep.
A fainting couch we can just lay on.
Not the room. Cliff, what vegetarian's favorite do the Chinese call meat without bones?
Meat without bones. Jello.
No, Cliff, that's tofu.
Oh,
we also would have expected bean curd.
Bean curd. That sounds, speaking of yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall, I have this to ask you.
I have this to answer you.
What coach's funeral procession was witnessed by 500,000 people from Tuscaloosa to Birmingham?
Coaches? Is that Craig T. Nelson? I don't know any coaches.
I wrap my soul from Tuscaloosa to Birmingham. That was Bear Bryant.
I don't know. I never would have gotten
Kendall, you are such a sport fan. I knew that you would know that.
No.
Damn it.
I must have been eating that day. All right, Cliff. What talk show host issued a statement saying she was not gay after appearing on the coming out episode of Ellen? Oprah Winfrey. Look under your chairs.
It's a statement saying I'm not gay.
You get one.
For everybody. Kendall, I gotta ask you this.
Ask me.
What Oliver Stone movie played in Hong Kong as The Big Liar?
Big Liar. I know there wasn't a... Did he... Oh, George W. Bush.
No.
No. JFK.
No. Keep naming presidential movies and you'll get there.
Nixon, of course. I forgot he made
liar.
Nixon. Yeah.
The Big Liar.
I was joking about the other ones, but it was a presidential
what
movie.
What a joke.
What a joke. All right, Cliff, what four major showbiz awards
were
Rita Moreno and Barbara Streisand, the first two women to collect a full set of?
Oh, was that the EGOT?
Yes.
The Cliff. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony?
That's the one.
Which I deserve all of them.
You haven't even got an E.
I haven't, but I deserve it. I deserve an E for guest hosting Busheltown Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve an O for so more movies than I can count. Independent films and best supporting actor. I'm very mm-hmm. worthy. A Tony for any of my many stage appearances.
Mm-hmm.
And a Grammy. Oh, come on. Perfect pitch. Come on. I'm do a boatload of Grammys.
You're as overlooked as Jake Gyllenhaal.
Damn it. That's how I identify so closely with him. Because I know what it's like
you
to be
he's
snubbed.
Going through.
To be just brutally snubbed. But the only thing I can. Just rest assured, he will get it one day. I will not.
Well, you don't
he
know.
He will.
You don't know. Keep dreaming, Cliff. Never
keep
give up.
Reaching towards the stars. Mm-hmm. Where are we?
You're about to ask me a question I should know. Yes.
Really me?
That was you.
All right. Kendall, what Confederate general... what Confederate general's last words were, "Let us cross the river and rest in the shade"?
George Washington.
Oh, so close. That was old. They said this because he just had lumpy rocks in his face. Stonewall Jackson.
Stonewall Jackson. Of course.
Of course.
I got one more for you, Cliff.
All right.
What,
speed it up.
What telephonic technology got its name from the Latin words meaning make alike?
Make alike. Telephonics, Xerox.
No. The fax machine.
Oh, our favorite.
We use so much here in the office.
Favorite method of communique.
Mm-hmm.
Loving it.
And that's all the time we have for things you should know.
Darn it all to hell.
I wish we had time for more, but we just simply don't.
We just don't.
We're just running out of time. And it looks like they're running out of vegetable casserole.
Well, they've been doing
there.
Good.
Looks like they're doing something right out there.
They're doing something right.
We just sold it very hard to sell artichoke casserole.
Oh, dear. I bet it was wonderful, dear. Too bad.
I just didn't think it was going to move.
For that, dear.
Oh, my. All right.
They just ran in to tell us about the artichoke.
And bless them for doing
God
that.
God bless them.
Bless them for doing it. This has been a show about spreading love. If you remember one thing from this episode, it's to go out and do that.
Do it.
If you're thinking, should I or should I not? Yes. Just go ahead and do it.
Yes.
Kendall, no one has ever loved anyone. It's over, right? We've, you know, this is it, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. No one has ever loved anyone the way everyone wants to be loved. And that was said by Mignon McLaughlin.
Oh, good old Mignon.
And you know that's true.
You know it. Cliff, spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. Mother Teresa said that one.
Well, you know, what a nice thing.
What a nice thing. She spread the love.
Kendall, you can always get someone to love you, even if you have to do it yourself.
Oh.
Oh, and that's that was by Tom Messon. No, it's not. It's very easy. It's very easy to love yourself, and I'll give you some tips right after this show is over.
All right, good. That's what I need.
All right, bye. That's it. The show's over, right?
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.